A majority of the Eureka City Council has voted to reject a controversial ordinance making homelessness-related activities like camping misdemeanor crimes. Another lengthy public hearing was held May 20th on the proposed law, this one ending in a 3-2 vote against approval. A significant factor in the majority decision is what was described as the broadness of the law. It would have made sitting, lying, and camping illegal on public and private property, with conditional exemptions for residential properties and other circumstances. City officials have said the law's intent isn't to punish people, but rather to provide leverage in addressing dangerous situations and in guiding people to services who would otherwise not seek them. Attending the meeting remotely, City Manager Miles Slattery gave case examples of situations where the ordinance would help. One involves an aggressive homeless man accused of multiple serious assaults. Public safety issues and how to address them were discussed in this exchange between Councilmember Mario Fernandez and Slattery, at one point stirring responses from the large audience there to oppose the ordinance.
How are our public spaces currently unsafe in the absence of this ordinance?
I think that the letter that I wrote, the memo talking about John Doe, clearly demonstrates the amount of assaults that are going on down there is unsafe.
So is John Doe not arrested then?
Because there wasn't people, as I stated in the memo, that were willing to file charges. So therefore, when these things happen and somebody's hit with a metal bar and somebody's arm gets broken, that person's arm that got broken wasn't willing to press charges. That's what happened. And yes, that does happen. And as far as other instances that are unsafe, I think I get a lot of commentary from our volunteer trail stewards, whether it's a perception or reality, that they don't feel safe, whether it's dogs, whether it's just uncleanliness, that they don't feel safe.
Jacob Rosen, the city's managing mental health clinician, said the ordinance's provision on allowing diversion to services allows the city to bypass the conventional judicial system and, quote, create another referral path. That would be done through the city's law enforcement-assisted diversion program. But almost all of those who spoke during a 3.5-hour public comment period were strongly against the ordinance. Much of the commentary was visceral, with speakers describing the ordinance as nefarious, inhumane, and an act of violence against our dignity and humanity. One speaker said if the council approves the law, quote, you will have a stain where your heart should be. And at one point, the council was accused of genocide. Councilmember Leslie Castellano said the degree of distrust points to the need for a different process leading to new approaches.
I believe in our capacity to work alongside one another to co-create a community that recognizes our interdependence. My well-being is deeply connected to the well-being of people who are sleeping on our streets. I want to acknowledge the work of staff in bringing this item before us for our consideration. I recognize an intent to do something to change people's lives, but I think that this strategy will erode the trust that is needed to build long-lasting change while only having limited successes. Currently, our social safety net is under attack by the federal administration, and it really is up to us to enact strategies at the local level that resonate with how we envision our humanity. The commons have become sites where the expression of systemic failures place strain on local resources and place neighbors at odds with one another. I would like for us to hold a series of community conversations designed as learning spaces where we can generate ideas, questions, pilot programs, and hope.
With audience response prompting an admonition from Mayor Kim Burgell, Councilmember Scott Bauer commented on an overriding issue related to opposition to the ordinance, distrust of police and city government.
What I think I hear from you all is a lack of trust, right? I mean, that's the bottom line, lack of trust in authority, lack of trust in laws. But do we want to abolish all laws because they could be subject to abuse? That's a simple question I'm asking, and you obviously disagree with it.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, and we don't banter back and forth whether it's midnight or whether it's nine. You guys all had your 3 minutes, and I would appreciate you giving him his. Thank you.
Anyways,
oh, 2.5 this meeting. Yeah, thank you.
Anyways, I appreciate staff for what you all do. And I would say that maybe, as Councilmember Moulton said, this ordinance isn't perfect, but it was something, it was an attempt that we could have modified, and I still think we should do something. And I hope that we can all learn to trust each other in the future and trust our government.
Castellano's motion to reject the ordinance was approved, with Bauer and Councilmember Katie Moulton dissenting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.